Slacker and Steve on demand.
You know how we do that thing where something's good and then it's bad and then we can never keep track of whether it's good or bad?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't want to do this one.
Why not? Which one? We have a new one? What's something that was good like probably 20 minutes ago? They declare bad now? Or yep. Which one is it? Oh, I know what's near.
Stop that!
It has something to do with...
Because I only want to read the ones that are good about this.
And this one's bad about booze?
It is!
Oh, no!
And it's not just a little bad.
Oh, it's a big bad.
All right, let's sing the song.
Okay.
Is it good or is it bad? Depends on the day and how much you had. Is it good or is it bad? Let's find out right now.
Butters, what is it?
According to a new study.
Here we go.
No amount of alcohol is safe to consume.
None whatsoever.
Not one bit, zero, zip, nada.
None of it's safe, ever. What are you going to do?
Ignore this study and wait for the next one to come out and say, red wine is good for your heart.
Yeah, well,
I have a stack of studies for any time when you guys all finally show up in the hotel lobby going, this is your intervention. I'll be like, I've been waiting for you. Researchers behind the study concluded that booze offers no health benefits. Well, duh.
What?
It offers no health benefits. No, well, that's not true. What's with the...
Yeah, they say, first of all, that pregnant women that should have at least a glass of wine, at least something.
I don't know if they've ever said should.
Oh, they said that you gotta.
I think they've said they could.
Oh, not should. I thought it was good for their hearts or something. I don't know.
You just got knocked up. Jaeger's your drink. By the way, I mean, we don't have to say it, but if you tune into this show for any amount of medical advice, seek psychological help.
Amen.
So it says, it's the seventh leading cause of death worldwide.
Wow.
It's the biggest cause of death between people the ages of 15 and 49.
Yeah.
It's the biggest?
Yeah.
There's alcohol-related cancer, heart disease, infectious diseases, intentional injury, traffic accidents, accidental injury, all leading to 2.8 million deaths per year. As a result of alcohol.
Wow. And they're saying any trace amount is so bad.
Are you?
No, I'm just trying to get my head.
I think I said that. So you're recapping to hurt
me. Well, no.
It feels like.
I just want to get all my facts.
So why did you say it while pointing at me?
Was I really pointing?
Well, you were gesturing. Can you gesture some different direction?
You were the person I was speaking to. That's why
I get it. So you're gesturing.
Right. Yeah.
It says, while kicking back with a cold beer while watching a game might be fun, scientists here are taking all the fun out of it, saying,
yep,
stay away from alcohol.
It's going to kill you somehow. Somehow you're going to die. Buddy, we want you to be around. We want you to be here longer. So we need
I'm serious. Everyone, know this.
Hmm?
I will scour the earth until I find the next story that makes alcohol good again.
Yay.
And I'll find something you love. Oh my God, what's this? This just in. Having dolls in your basement is bad.
Okay, they're not dolls, they're action figures, but nice try though, buddy.
All right, anyway, alcohol, bad.
Was it good or was it bad? The verdict today,
it makes me sad.
Was it good or was it bad? That's the way it goes.
Slacker and Steve.